Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, wherever you are in the world. Hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day. So we saw the almost unanimous vote to release the Epstein files yesterday by one person, obviously a PDF file enabler. And now we are holding our breath, waiting for the files to be released. But they're already shaping it up, folks. I'm talking the Trump administration. They are already shaping it up to protect the files by saying it is in the interest of national security. That's going to be the major obstacle going forward. They're going to claim it's in the interest of national security not to release the files, and we're going to get some shoddy, heavily redacted version. They're already saying, because of the survivors, if we release the files, this is going to be upsetting to the survivors. We're seeing them go down that route as well. So national security, protecting the survivors, and yes, kitten zombie in the chat, that those two lame excuses are all absolutely BS. Because what we have learned from this whole debacle is they are all in on it. They're all in on it. Look at the length and breadth of the people Jeffrey had alliances with. We are talking MBS in Saudi Arabia. We are talking the CIA, the Mossad. We are talking all of the European countries who are pro-West. Rothschild bankers, Macron. Don't forget, Jeffrey had a property out there, his alliance with Jean-Luc Brunel, the UK royal family, presidents, not just Clinton, but Trump. Trump is the one screaming the most right now. Complete inversion of what he promised us. Anyway, this is a call-in show, folks. So if anyone wants to join me on the screen, or the StreamYard link is in the description box. Oh, no, it's not. The wrong link is in the description box. I'm just going to fix that really, really fast. there we go. I've just put the StreamYard link in the description box. The call-in numbers are in the description box. And I will also put the StreamYard link into the live chat, because we had an excellent conversation the other day. Now, I've got a few clips I want to play for you guys just to show how this is going to play out. And the thing is, in the old days of there was no independent media, they could get away with pulling these tricks on us. And everyone was just watching BBC One, BBC Two, ITV News in this country and believing it like it was gospel. But now, with all these independent media and these huge podcasters watching them and outing their Machiavellian strategies, Trump is pulling strategies worthy of House of Cards right now. What was his name? Derek Underwood. So let me start out showing you some of the clips. We went to watch the Jimmy Dore show when he played in Liverpool. And he's just put a video out saying how Trump plans to keep it all secret. Why did Trump say vote for this in the first place? Because he knew the tide had changed against him completely. He was going to look like an absolute arse if he didn't say that. If he thought he could sway the votes and prevent it, he would have done so. He did not do it out of the interests of humanity. He did it because so many people are wise now to the ways of these bloody people. All right, so let me show you this one first. Have I got the credit, Jimmy Thor? I will put all the links, all the videos I play in the description box when I finish the stream. Here we go.
Even if it gets voted on and they vote to to release all the files and the Senate votes for it and Trump signs it, even if this passes, Trump has a plan to not to block it. Trump's dramatic U-turn accidentally revealed secret plan to block Epstein files.
Huh.
I don't know about the word dramatic because I find it comedic. Trump's comedic U-turn, because that's what this is. President Trump called on House Republicans Sunday to vote in favor of releasing files on Jeffrey Epstein. But according to journalist Adam Cochran, he may have also accidentally revealed a plan to block their release. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump called on GOP lawmakers to vote to release the Epstein files, writing that the House Oversight Committee can have whatever they are legally entitled to. It's this phrasing that Cochran highlights as a recourse. So he's going to say, sure, you can have anything you want that you're legally entitled to. It's just that you're not legally entitled to any of this stuff that I don't want to release. This is called 13D chess.
There are so many ways they can block the release of these files.
This is what he's supposed to be playing. So here's Adam Cochran. He says the Oversight Committee is allowed to get information from the Department of Justice on active cases that the rest of Congress cannot get. But a number of different rules allow the Department of Justice to withhold information at their discretion without even informing oversight.
And the other thing is the Epstein files are spread out through so many different three-letter and other agencies that there's all kinds of rules to get the information out of each one of them, which can conveniently be blocked. And it looks like we've got our viewer, our friend out of Ireland, looking to join us. Hello, Kieran. Oh, let's remove that one. Kieran's coming on the screen. One second, folks.
Hey, what's up, man?
Am I pronouncing your name right, Kieran?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Have you been able to watch what I've played so far on the show?
There seems to be a problem with the set, with the.
Yeah, we can hear you fine. We can see you fine. Have you watched what we've done so far on the show?
There seems to be a feedback problem, I noticed.
Have you got me playing in your room? All right, well, you fix that, and I'll continue the video.
Rule number 6E of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedures, for example, limits how materials and discussions before a grand jury can be shared. Exceptions exist for law enforcement matters, but not for the Oversight Committee. Huh. Executive privilege lets them withhold anything they believe is required to protect sources and methods, witnesses and identities, deliberative and strategic documents, or internal Department of Justice communications. So they're going to block all of it. That's why Trump flipped. This is his secret plan. I as soon as Trump flipped, I'm like, oh, he's got a plan. And here it is. This is the plan.
And not only is that plan available to him, there are multiple plans. Like I said in the beginning, they can say that it's in the interest of national security. They can release some shoddy, heavily redacted version. Or they can say it's to protect the survivors. So let me see. I think Kieran's... how are you doing, my friend? Can you hear me okay now? Is your tech resolved, Kieran? Is your technology resolved?
The feedback, I don't know what the problem is. I went in the StreamYard and... Sorry?
Are you still getting the feedback?
Yeah, terrible.
All right, we're gonna have to let you go on this occasion, Kieran, but try again on another day. Thank you for trying, my friend. Cheers. All right, so huge thank you for joining the stream. There's a lot of different clips I've got to play on this one. But it looks like Alexander is with us. Let's get Alexander's input before we move on to the next clip. Hey, Alexander, my friend, how's it going?
Mr. Atwood, glad to meet you last.
Yes. Have you been watching the show so far? And have you got any input on the release of the files, my friend?
Yes, I agree that the files should not be released.
Why?
Because there's a lot of rubbish in them. As someone who was once falsely accused of something, I won't mention what it was, but you should know that. Basically, Virginia Gaffray, the guy who's done the most work on this is a guy called Michael Tracy. Lady Colin Campbell's done a lot on it, and basically she's a fantasist. She was a fantasist, a serial liar. She accused all manner of people. She accused, before she met Epstein, she claims to have been trafficked by a bloke named Eppinger, who was no evidence she ever met him. He was, I suppose you'd call him a pimp, he used to import women from Eastern Europe. She claims to have been drugged and raped by two of her young friends in Palm Beach. She had a threesome with them. And now, posthumously, she's accused her own father. I mean, she's total fap. And then there's the Dershowitz case. What happened there was Dershowitz, as you know, acted for Epstein. She was perhaps cajoled into putting his name up. They had mutual litigation. When it came to discovery, she realised she couldn't produce any single evidence, any shred of evidence she'd met him. Dershowitz, I think, is like Brett Kavanaugh. He's one of these people who could document every day of his life for the past 50 years. But don't forget, he's an academic. He's done a lot of work on false allegations. He's an author, pundit. I don't believe she ever met Dershowitz. And then she retracts, said, I may have been confused with someone else. Seriously?
Let me stop you there for a second, please. And we do welcome all viewpoints on the channel, total freedom of speech. And, you know, you've hit on the Dershowitz case, etc., which people have often, objected to regarding her story. So we do understand where you're coming from on some of those points, but a lot of those points I take exception to, and a lot of the viewers are taking exception to. Why do you think Prince Andrew paid out so much money to Virginia?
Lady Colin Campbell says it was a lot less than 12 million. It was basically an act of blackmail by it was the Queen's 70th and also 70 years. I don't believe she ever had sex with Andrew. I do believe that photograph is genuine. But if you read her first interview was with the Mail on Sunday, February 27, 2011. And in that, she says that there was no suggestion that the prince did anything wrong. No suggestion was any sexual contact. And she wanted a photograph to show my mom. Then years later, I was sexually abused by a member of the royal family. Boo-hoo-hoo. No, don't believe any of it.
Well, do you believe that Jeffrey Epstein was running an international honey trap operation?
From what I've seen, there were women. I mean, it's an obvious thing that very wealthy, powerful, influential men go with younger women. He had a lot of very wealthy friends, and the reality is that younger women go with older men. There's lots of Bernie Ecclestone. He made a much younger woman. Trump's wife is 25 years his junior. There were adult women who were.
If all this was just innocent activities, then Alexander, why do the U.S. government not want to release the Epstein files?
Well, as I said, let me put it this way: imagine you were a school teacher, right, and you're arrested one day. A 13-year-old girl. This actually happened to somebody. A bloke named he was interviewed by Julia Hartley Brewer.
Can you put your head up? The viewers are asking if you can put your head up a little bit.
Yeah. Imagine you're, especially your
can you move your camera down a little bit so they can see you.
Afterwards, see my face. Imagine that a 13-year-old girl accused you of rape, right? And the police carry out an investigation, and it turns out that you weren't at school that day, and the CCTV showing it's complete rubbish. Maybe she had sex with a boy, and frames you get paid, don't blame you. Then the police come to you and say, Mr. Atwood, this is a total fabrication. How would you like us to issue a statement to the effect that Sean Atwood was arrested for rape, but he's now been cleared? Or would you rather it buried? Because there will always be somebody out there who'll say there was no smoke without fire.
Yeah, but the only conviction so far in this case is Ghislaine Maxwell, and multiple survivors have come forward and gave corroborating evidence to say exactly what happened with the massage routine where they brought these girls in. They had a pyramid scheme in the local school in Florida. And these massages turned into the grooming and the SAing of these young girls. It's consistently been reported by multiple victims.
Well, they were victims, not survivors. If you actually check what actually happened in Florida, in Palm Beach, yes, they were giving him massages. Let me say this, right? I've said this consistently. Epstein deserved prison. Ghislaine Maxwell deserves prison. In the UK, she would have got a lot less than 20 years, maybe 5 at top whack. Epstein wouldn't have got much more. They were giving him massages. And who else was recruiting these girls? Sweet Virginia. At least two women have claimed that. And she says, it was a terrible time in my life. Well, no, even 16-year-olds have agency. There were kids in prison younger than that for murder. So the reason she wasn't brought in as a witness at Ghislaine Maxwell trial, she was so totally unreliable. I feel she should have been on trial with Maxwell.
Have you read Virginia's book? Because she acknowledges her role in recruitment, and she says that it's one of the biggest regrets of her life, and disgusted by what happened to those ladies. And, you know, it was on her conscience.
Yeah, well, you've got regrets as well from what you did in Arkansas. Was it Arizona? Arkansas, wasn't it?
Arizona, yeah.
You've got regrets. But if you'd have gone before the judge and said, look, I'm terribly sorry, I shouldn't have done this. Can I go home now? What would you have said?
For the imposition of ecstasy, they would have looked at it as a mitigating factor that had shown remorse.
Yeah, mitigation. But mitigation goes only so far. Are you familiar with the Slender Man case? Slender Man case in Wisconsin. Two 12-year-old girls lured a third into the woods and stabbed her 19 times. Miraculously, she survived. That was in 2012, I think, or 2014. They're still, I think one of them has been released under license. But, you know, kids have agency. I mean, a 12-year-old or 15, even a 60-year-old might not understand why bribery is wrong or technical fraud offences. But she was recruiting underage girls for Epstein. And
she was indoctrinated and had a Stockholm syndrome type control over her, which was only, you know, she only managed to get away from it after the visit. Hold on a minute. We've got Kieran coming in. Kieran, have you heard what's been said so far?
Yeah, I have. Sorry about that feedback problem.
Don't worry. Let's get on with it. What do you have to say to Alexander?
Well, he's entitled to his opinion. That's for sure. yeah, I mean, I think that if these women were indoctrinated for sure, you know, and maybe go on talking a little bit more. I need to pay more attention.
Well, indoctrination is only part excuse, isn't it?
Excuse for what?
Anything. I mean, terrorists. A lot of terrorists are indoctrinated, don't they? They've got this.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, I mean, it's She's told so many lies and destroyed so many lives.
Alexander, we appreciate you coming on, expressing your viewpoint. You know, we're overwhelmingly in support of Virginia on this channel. So you're a brave man to come on here. So we do appreciate that. But we've got to play some more clips and get on with the rest of the show. So thank you for coming on. All right.
Thank you.
Cheers. So that was a good example of freedom of speech, folks. And everyone was polite in the chat, even though they didn't agree with Alexander. And, you know, it's good to have someone on from time to time that doesn't agree with us, just so we can understand these other viewpoints that are out there. And there are still quite a few of them out there, folks. But we are trying to wake people up and educate people and get to the bottom of these things. Anyway, how are you, Kieran? Are you looking at the vote that came in yesterday? And do you think it's going to get protected from here still?
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious, isn't it, the outcome? I mean, it's so bleeding obvious. It's great, you know? I mean, it just, yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous, the whole thing. It's such theater, you know? Just the constant teasing of the release. And I'm surprised anybody takes it seriously anymore. Trump, you know, saying he's going to release it, you know? Yeah. I mean,
all right, I've got another clip I'm going to play then. Talking about who was Epstein working for that these files are so well protected. And Jackson Hinkle is going to give his viewpoint as to who Epstein was working for. And it, like I said in the very beginning, huge players in multiple countries, multiple intelligence agencies. Here we go.
Les Wexner and the Maxwells, obviously, I think, provided a lot of the financial foundation for his operations and provided a lot of the cover that he needed to facilitate his operations. Les Wexner with, you know, modeling agencies and Victoria's Secret, and the Maxwells with their extensive ties to Mossad and at one point financial fortunes. But when you look at the emails that have come out thus far, I mean, they're extremely damning. And what's so interesting about these emails is you see that Epstein was close with Mohammed bin Salman, at least at one point. You see that he was close with top officials from the UAE. You see that he was very close with Israel. That goes without saying. He was trying to do deals for Israel and Cote d'Ivoire. He was doing deals with Israel all across the world. He was literally writing entire speeches, foreign policy speeches for Ehud Barak and emailing drafts of the speeches that Ehud Barak would go on to say almost word for word verbatim of the drafts that Jeffrey Epstein was sending to him via email. And what I find so interesting is you don't see any emails between Jeffrey Epstein and the Iranian government or Jeffrey Epstein and the Yemeni government or the resistance factions in Gaza or the resistance in Lebanon or President Assad. You don't see any emails between Jeffrey Epstein or any correspondence or connections between Jeffrey Epstein and the people and leaders that we were told were so evil for the past several years and long before that, many years. We've been told that all of these people, Russia, China, North Korea, but none of them are implicated in these Jeffrey Epstein emails. So that leads us to the question, who are we being governed by? Who are all these wars for? It's an Epstein regime that has outlived Jeffrey Epstein himself, apparently. And I think that this was all in service of Israel and the United States, who, as we know, their goals are really not all that different when it comes to securing resources all across the world and maintaining their imperialist base of power and network all across the world.
Absolutely. I mean, the Mossad is merely a branch office of the CIA and other American intelligence services, and the British and French and Canadian and Australian states are merely branch offices of the American empire. We have one enemy, which is an entire empire, albeit a fading one. And it is the purpose of the empire to blackguard and calumnize the very people that you just talked about, to persuade us that Putin is our enemy, Xi Jinping is our enemy, the resistance factions are our enemy, when in fact our enemy, as Donald in Copenhagen, a caller, just said a minute ago, our enemy is at home.
So what do you think about that, Kieran? Do you think the enemy is within, and that enemy, that internal enemy, is scared that the emperor is going to be revealed to have no clothes? That's why the files are being protected?
Yeah, I mean, you know, him saying that our enemy isn't Putin or North Korea, I mean, I feel like they're all part of the same club anyway, for sure. You know, all these leaders, you know, even, you know, I think all leaders, you know, like we were saying before, that all these world leaders, they're enabling all of this stuff, you know, they're bloody well involved in some way enabling it, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's the same old story again, you know. It's just we're protecting these elites, you know, and yeah, I mean, what can you do about it? I don't know.
Well, what we do is we just continue to expose it, hold them to account, and hope that we can make the world a safer place for the kids, because these guys are just making the world a whole more dangerous place for our kids.
Yeah. Yeah, the world feels a lot more dangerous now, you know. Since 10 years ago, it feels for me more dangerous, but where I live, you know, but it's just what kind of things do you do actually to keep your mind sane in these times, actually, to keep yourself balanced, you know?
So I do what I've always done, which is fitness classes, yoga, and meditation. You know, they release the endorphins without me getting visited by a SWAT team. And then just hours of endless fun, you know, playing with baby Ziggy and Jen. And, you know, we're just, that's our lives now. So family time, fitness time, and then doing streams. That's how, and sleeping. That's what my life consists of, pretty much. Nature, yeah. Laughing. That's what going for walks. Having dinners with friends, spending time with your parents. These are all of the counters to all of the stress and anxiety they're trying to create in our minds through the mainstream media, which they control. They want us vibrating on a low frequency, constantly putting news stories out, horrific things happening, create anxiety, make us think we're not satisfied with ourselves. We've got to consume more and more products, buy more and more products. And it's all just one big scam by the globalist New World Order, who in the meantime are just, you know, decades ago, Alex Jones, he called it, folks. He said, we are run by demonic PDF file elites. They've got a private island where they all go to do these things to the girls. And everybody laughed at him. But now it's all come out that it is true. And as we are on the cusp of finding more and more, Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel have revealed themselves to be absolutely part of the problem. So I'm going to play another clip right now. We've possibly got Wolf coming on at some point. Shane, the guest book, is speaking to him. I've been watching what he's saying, because he's, whether you agree with him politically or not, he does have a lot of insight, because he had access to Trump and Epstein. So this one's called Why Trump is Obsessed by Burning Evidence Again. Credit the Daily Beast. I'll put the video in the description box when I finish this stream. And then we'll get Kieran's thoughts.
Yeah, well, they were, let's release the files. Trump was, okay, yeah, okay. But anyway, Trump is back to, yeah, okay. So we've come full circle on that. But what has happened within that year? And what brings Trump now to say, to be so adamant against not releasing these files? Adamant, risking, you know, an enormously all kinds of blowback, including blowback from his own party, including blowback that may well have fractured the MAGA base.
Right. And perhaps best personified by Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I'm not even sure best. I think throughout the MAGA side of this,
there has been, you know, what are you doing? This is not what you said you'd be doing. You're protecting. What are you protecting? Coming to the verge, even the MAGA people, of saying you're protecting yourself.
Remember, Elon Musk came out and said Trump is in the Epstein files, and then he deleted the tweet when, you know, it became clear the White House had put pressure on him, and he said, right. Oh, I did that. I was, you know, it was a fit of pique.
Right. But let's go. So the more interesting thing is, we got that. He doesn't want to release the files. Files are, we can assume, dangerous to him.
Right.
He doesn't want to release
them.
And
we know that he's in the files.
And we know that he's in the files. But now we're releasing the files. So what is that? So let's just think, let's go and take a step back. One of Trump's obsessions, a weird obsession, and it is an obsession that returns again and again. He's brought it up really out of the blue in conversations with me. I understand. I know many other people. It comes up. He comes back to it always. And it is, why didn't Nixon burn the tapes? dwells on it. I mean, asking the question, what was that dummy doing?
So Trump's building a bonfire right now, Kieran. What do you make of what Wolf just said?
Yeah, well, for the beginning of what he said, saying his fan base is being fractured, Trump's fan base, I really loved Trump, to tell you the truth. I really liked him. But like, this really completely fractured my support for him, you know, completely. And so I'm sure there's quite a lot of people like me who, yeah, this really took away the support. And now I used to look at JD Vance and be like, oh, I really like this guy and I like Trump. And now I look at them so bloody suspiciously now. So bloody suspiciously. I'm extremely suspicious of them, of everybody now in the Republican Party, you know. Even Charlie Kirk's wife, I find her incredibly suspicious. I find her one of the most suspicious people I've ever seen, actually. She's unbelievable, the way she acts.
Would you say that then from here on out, that you've completely lost faith in all politicians, people who are at the head of politics anyway, and that, you know, even if Trump, his house gets burned down, political house gets burned down, and all these people get removed. Do you have any hope that what they'll be replaced with will be anything any better?
Not really, no. I feel like something I don't like to say it, but I feel like something pretty crazy would have to happen for things to really change. You know, and sometimes I do have a feeling that I don't really like to think about it or talk about it, but I do have a feeling sometimes something catastrophic may happen that would actually really change the tides of our world, you know, of our society. Because the way it is now, it seems so stuck. It's so stuck. It's so constipated in its crap, you know. And I mean, I'm pretty sure you think that. I feel like it would take something really like strong, like a really strong laxative to just break it all apart. You know, to really get things flowing again, you know. I hope that's not too much of a crude example, but
so what they do is the people who want to get voted in, they have polls taken to see what the public are most disgruntled about, and then they have speeches written up revolving around addressing those issues so they can capture those votes. Well, then as soon as they get in, they just do the complete opposite and do whatever the vested interests, the political contributions, the donor class has asked them to do. And time again, we just see this cycle getting repeated. All right, we've got Jeff Crow coming in. Hey, Jeff, how's it going, man?
Hey, good to formally talk to you, Sean. We chat on Instagram. We have a mutual friend, Joey Torres. I'm in California.
Oh, what a great guy. I hope Joey's doing well right now.
Yeah, me too.
We certainly had a fantastic time with him when he was out here. We still talk about it. But what do you make of the protection of the Epstein files so far, Jeff?
Yeah, so the you know, I think with Trump, I too have moments where I lose a lot of faith in him. But then I always remember, well, there's one alternative in any real election in America these days. And I'm not going to do the communist or the neo-communist route. But with the files, I do understand from the victim's point of view and whatnot, Scott, to get out. I also understand what your previous guy said, that the way that the media will take the names and do stuff. Me and you do. I haven't been on YouTube for a while, but you do it regular, and I used to do it regular. Just think of what all the trolls have done with just small parts of our criminal record files, and then they make up a complete narrative that's spun off, has nothing to do with it. I know you've been there. I've been there too. And then you got people that are anonymous in God knows where, demanding you explain why their falsehood about you isn't actually false. And so the media is crafty. So I'll say this: if you're on that list and they put your name out there and you actually did not do anything, get a lawyer ready. You can rack in a fortune from the corporate news media in America. You'll be able to rack in a fortune from all the mouths that want to get clicks off of your name. At the same time, if you are involved with that stuff, we need to have a no mercy, swift retaliation level justice. I'm from Cali. I was in this, you know, in the local system here. You're familiar because you were in the Western USA. You know how a lot of whites and Mexican inmates in particular think of these kind of scum. You know what they do to these scum behind bars. Unfortunately, we now have they're now in the wealthiest class, though, of our nation, which means they have the ability to protect themselves, insulate themselves with good quality lawyers. They have little groups that help them out with the media. The moment you bring something up about Israel, you're going to have anti-Semite thrown at you. Guys like myself, I'm Irish, Italians, Irish. We all worked with Jews too. It's kind of the thing in America. Our three groups kind of were like we came after the Anglo-Saxons established America, right? And we were like the bad boy, white boys, you know, when it came to it. We were breaking the rules, and the Anglo-Saxon establishment didn't exactly like my grandfathers, we'll say. But the truth is that this is going to force them out, though, because I think the momentum has gotten too much. And then Netanyahu has overplayed his hands with how he handled the Palestinian issue. This is going to go down in history as the biggest drop ball in the history of countries. Israel was extremely close to being able to just kind of ride off into the sunset because they always had a good image. People felt bad because of the whole World War II stuff and the Holocaust issues, etc. They had a lot of that sympathy and empathy, and they used to always be able to portray themselves as the victims of these radical, crazy people who happen to be Muslims. Nobody ever really talked about the land aspect of it in most of our media. We were always taught in the West, you and I are in the same age group, our media is largely the same. We were taught that it was a religious-only war, that they've never lived together side by side under any regime, which is not true. During the Roman Empire days, the Eastern Roman Empire, where it's a majority Christian, Jews lived there. When the Muslims did take over, there were certainly forced conversions. We know that kind of stuff. But at the same time, over the course of centuries, they did live side by side. But I do understand the other side, too, a little bit, because you have extremists who think they're going to get 10 million Jews that live in Israel and just push them out back into Europe, America, wherever else that they might have a dual citizenship status with or not, which is another fallacy because, again, Jews, Sephardic in particular, have been there for years. So it's so convoluted, and we have these two extremes, and it ties into Epstein and all that because Epstein was the guy that made sure that Western politicians turned their cheek, turned their eye, turned everything. We couldn't get away with that. South Africa was maligned for its form of apartheid. When I was a kid, South Africa was shown on American news as the worst regime in human history for right now. And Israel was able to kind of slide through with their two-tiered system for a long time, but now they did so much overkill. Netanyahu has literally taken a team that was going to win and spiked the ball just before he got the final touchdown and just spiked it right at the one-yard line. And now the world is converging upon him. And by proxy, it's unfortunate, but you're going to see a rise in anti-Semitism because there's a lot of people who will simply judge all of them based on their version of the deep state and the crooked stuff they do. But they use
that
crazy foreign policy in particular.
Well said. We've got a caller in, or I think. Is somebody on the phone line? Hello?
Hey, yeah.
Somebody there?
Hey, we did have somebody, but they've gone. Just letting you know that the WhatsApp line is live. I apologize for the main line.
It's live? Okay, no worries. All right.
Yeah.
No worries. Kieran, do you have anything to say to what Jeff just said?
Well, you said a lot there. I was really trying to follow you and pay attention to every word you were saying. But it's very complex, for sure, the whole issue in Palestine and Israel. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with that.
3 minutes or so. I tried to take thousands of years of issues, complication, and condense it down for the internet. Sorry.
No, it's good. Thanks. I'm not actually sure what to say to that. Exactly.
Also, by the way, are you of Irish descent?
Oh, I'm Irish. I'm from Ireland. I'm in Ireland right now.
Hey, he's from the motherland. I'm a displaced fourth, fifth generationer. I'm a California Irishman now. The picture may be Vegas, but I'm a total West Coast, but kind of more right-leaning on the politics stuff. I displaced Irishman. Shout out to the homeland, to ancestral.
Thank you.
We've got about 10 minutes left, so I'm just going to read you guys the latest headlines on this. And I'll get your thoughts. So one of the latest stories is Jeffrey Epstein's brother. We had Mark on the channel. Makes bombshell claim Epstein files are being scrubbed of Republican names. Quote, I've been recently told the reason they're going to be releasing these things and the reason for the flip is that they are sanitizing the files, he told News Nation. There's a facility in Winchester, Virginia, where they're scrubbing the files to take Republican names out of it. The FBI maintains its central records complex in Winchester, Virginia, is declining to comment on what Mark said. He also revealed that Jeffrey had dirt on Trump and said, quote, Jeffrey told me that if he said what he knew about the candidates, they'd have to cancel the 2016 election. Jeffrey definitely had dirt on Trump, and he claimed it's provable that Trump has been to Jeffrey's house, despite Trump denying it. When pressed on emails with his brother Jeffrey that have been released recently, that's the bubble one with the, I think people know what I mean by that. Mark said they were private conversations between two siblings, and he said that FBI Director Kash Patel is working up to cover up the real cause of his brother's 2019 death. Although a thorough investigation, FBI investigators concluded Jeffrey Epstein committed self-unalivement in his cell. Blah, 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 mainstream, blah, blah, blah. No, he didn't. Absolute nonsense. All right. So, Kieran, I'll get your thoughts first on what Mark Epstein has just said.
Yeah. Do you want to go first, actually, Jeff? I need to think more about my answer.
Sure. Yeah. Another disappointment. When I heard an outsider was going to run the FBI, I thought, good, this is what we need. We have had crooked police departments. You bring in an outsider police chief, they can clean them up sometimes. So I don't know exactly what he can do without it being detectable, though. Let's just say they mess with the files. The moment that stuff gets out, everybody's going to notice what's not there, right? And they're going to know, hey, wait a minute, there's gaps here. And with 6 billion people on planet Earth, they're not going to beat the internet. So it's just like when they tried to fool everybody with the binder thing, right? Ooh, look at, hey, I got a beautiful, Sean, how about me and you when they do the unveiling? Let's both meet in D.C., we'll both carry binders that say Epstein file, and then boom, the American public should just be dumb enough to fall for that. They didn't get it right then. Trump has stumbled and fumbled this whole thing. He literally started this issue by promising to release it, and then going back now. At the same time, he may have lured them into a trap, because if he had said, I want the Democrats only investigated, and this was in the campaign a year ago, then the Democrats would definitely have their media friends hiding it. So this is going to bite some Republicans, but it's going to bite, I'm going to say offhand, 70% of Epstein's client lists are going to be either Democrats that are in the political class itself, or their donors, or their media friends. Now, there's going to be a boxload of Republicans, but I don't think that he's going to be able to doctor the files from here without the internet finding it. So Mark's just speculating, and I'm not impressed with Cash Patel on a lot of things, the Kirk thing, the other stuff. And so I think it's crossed Cash's mind. I just don't think he will be dumb enough to do something that the internet would catch him on.
Yeah, I agree, Jeff. I mean, the fact that they're just drip feeding information is causing the perpetuation of the Streisand effect, piquing everybody's interest. If they would just get it out all out the way, this could die down. They are their own worst enemies. But in their own minds, perhaps they're thinking, we can just buy time here. We'll be out of the way. Some of the next people will be in control. They're going to have to answer to the public. And it just seems to me that ultimately we're going to find out everything, like you said, but it's the way they're hiding it is just creating more interest. Hearing what you say,
remember Baghdad Bob from the Gulf Iraq war? The bombs could be right behind him dropping, and he's saying, nothing's happening here, right? These buildings are still standing, right? Bro, I don't know what it is, super blackmail perhaps, but you have to, if you're smart enough to even be a puppet within government, then you're smart enough to know that the public's not buying it. But if you keep doing that, and that's insanity. You're trying, Israel thinks, but, you know, and those guys think that they can change the narrative on the war and therefore change public perception. Their image is done. People have seen all the bombs and the other stuff. It's over with. Cash Patel, these other guys on these investigations with guys like that. And then also, how about that latest Israeli guy that was arrested in Las Vegas? The guy from the Mossad, who, by the way, he never showed up to court. Surprise, surprise, right? these guys, they do this, but we see it. We see it. It's an insult. It's an insult to our intelligence. I hope Cash, don't be dumb. Don't.
Kieran, you've got the closing thoughts, Kieran. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, man. It's one complete clown show, you know, and I feel sorry for some of the really good people, actually, who are in the Republican Party, because I really think I have a good feeling with Tulsi Gabbard. I've always had a really good feeling with her, and I do feel sorry for her, to be honest. I feel sorry for anybody really who's being forced to be silent, you know, and they're all probably being threatened. I mean, Cash Patel, I don't really know anything about him, but I mean, you can see in his facial expression that, you know, I love the way Lionel does it. He's like,
you know, his eyes like, ways at once.
And his life was probably threatened, you know, really badly, yeah. You know, and I mean, everyone hates him, but I feel sorry for him, to be honest.
Yeah.
But you know, I really do feel like a lot of these people's lives are on, you know, they're being threatened, you know, so
yeah.
I feel very sorry for them as well as angry.
The headlight look right. On his face, sir.
Right, guys, I got to get Baby Z. I'm going to close the show and let you guys go. Thank you for your input.
Thank you.
Hope to speak to you again soon. Cheers. Cheers. All right, so viewers, I'll do a quick poll. Put a one in the chat if you think the Epstein files, the vote that we just saw that came in, we're still not going to get them, or we're going to get some watered-down version. Put a two in the chat if you think we're going to get all of the files released, no names redacted, and everybody that was compromised by Jeffrey Epstein is going to be exposed. See, lots of ones coming in, lots of ones coming in, lots of ones, yep, unanimous ones, yep. And if you want to watch any of the interviews that I've taken clips out of today, I'm just going to go and put them all in the description box right now. because a lot more interesting information what was said on those videos. And I'll just double check what else we got going on. I think Ron is on tonight. Is it with John Wedger? Yep. John Wedger, ex-London Metropolitan Cop, exposing Leeds and the UK government at 8 p.m. tonight is our next show. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your questions and comments. Take care. Wherever